Yeah, we go inside the red zone with Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Cardinals, who joins us right now at the Dignity Health Arizona Cardinals Training Center. Coach, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
I know it was a tough one yesterday, opportunity to win the game at the end, but coming off the performance against the Rams the week before, how pleased were you with the fight level, the effort level, and how much that increased yesterday?
As a group, we challenged each other, really, coaches and players, to play harder and be the team we'd been the majority of the season up to that point. And I do think we got back to that. We didn't execute like we can or like we should, but you got to give Pittsburgh a lot of credit for coming in and having a great plan and executing it.
All right, having a home field disadvantage, it's nothing new to a lot of Arizona teams. I don't think you've ever experienced it as bad as yesterday. What are your thoughts on that whole dynamic?
We understand we have to put a product out there, a winning product, and that'll change. Steelers travel incredibly well, and you know, it was an awesome atmosphere for them. But we understand as an organization, we have to win more games, and hopefully next year that won't be the case.
Now, you were going up against a good Steelers defense yesterday. The one thing that I couldn't get out of my head at the end that was bugging me is you had a chance at the end of the game, whether it was remote or not, you had a chance to win the game, and it was not a good series.
Right.
It was not a good sequence, maybe tactically, athletically, emotionally. How did you look at that? What went wrong in that series?
I think you nailed it. Everything. Yeah, I probably didn't call very good plays. I didn't think we executed very well, and I didn't think we really had, you know, mojo like we wanted to go win the game. And that's something we have to work through. This league is about one-score ball games and having the ball at the end with a chance to win, and we've got to find ways to do it, and we haven't done that so far.
Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, are our guest here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Yesterday, Kyler was dejected. He put the loss on himself. And I know leaders do that. Quarterbacks tend to do that. And he did have a tough game. As a head coach, would you prefer that your quarterback come out and make that proclamation publicly that the loss is on him? Does that go a long way in the locker room?
I believe so. You know, he's a competitor and he wants to win games and felt like he didn't play well enough, which it was a collective, you know, effort when you talk about losing. We had plenty of plays in all three phases that could have got that game done. But I do think players appreciate when a guy steps up and says, hey, I got to play better, and we'll play better moving forward.
All right, you are Kyler's mentor. I know you take your role in developing him very, very seriously. Where do you go with a kid now who's starting to look, in my opinion, a little bit skittish, who maybe goes down a little too easy, puts you in deficit situations, maybe is trying to reconcile the speed and the violence of this game, not feeling comfortable and trusting it? Where do you go with this?
We just have to take it one day at a time and get back in rhythm like we were prior to the bye. I think you know, some of the issues have to do with trying to do too much instead of just executing each play and doing your job on that play. And when he's playing with that mindset and you know, making quick decisions, and if it's not there, then extending the play, we've played at a high level, and we've got to get back to that these last 3 weeks.
The vertical passing game has taken a step backward. I think you would agree with that. And I know there's got to be things that are all lining up for the vertical passing game. You have to have protection, a clean pocket, receivers getting open. Is there one factor that is preventing improvement in the vertical passing game more than others?
Yeah, I'd say there's multiple factors that we haven't been able to push it down the field like we'd like at times. And defensively, got to give them credit too. Teams are trying to keep things underneath and playing more too high safety looks. And we just have to find a way to execute when they're doing that and be more precise in it.
I don't want to sound like a hypocrite when I say this, because I want Kyler Murray to stay healthy his entire career. So I don't want to start asking for something and end up him getting hurt. But does a quarterback going down too easy negatively affect the morale of the offense or the offensive line?
I don't believe so. I think it all comes down to just everybody being on the same page and you know, knowing the party's over. And quarterbacks, they know they're the key to these organizations, and they're going to protect themselves. When you watch the great ones, they know where to find that soft spot. And so I don't think it has anything to do with psyche of the team.
Mm-hmm. Kind of related to that, Cliff, we just had Kurt Warner on, and we were talking about the Patriots and what's going on with them right now, and they're having a lot of issues offensively. And he talked about the trust factor on a team, that even if things aren't going well, it's imperative that teammates trust that their teammates are going to do their jobs. How is the trust level with this football team right now?
I believe the trust level is good. It's just you know, a lack of execution at times, and that's coaching and players. We're all in this together, and everybody understands that. But I think guys are playing hard for each other. They believe we're going to get the job done. It's just about, you know, critical moments, making the play, and we haven't done that.
What have you learned about this group during this losing streak? You don't like it. You don't want to wear it. When you had won three in a row, we were thinking much differently. What are you taking away from this?
It's a professional group that shows up every day, has great preparation, and plays to win the game. They show up, they fight, and I haven't seen that waver at all, and I don't expect that to the last 3 weeks.
During this streak, is there one aspect of it that stands out among the others as the thing that frustrates you the most personally?
Just having the opportunity to win some of these games late, and we haven't got it done, whether it's stop a team who goes on a 2-minute drive or us have the ball. And I mean, that's all you can ask for in this league, and the good teams are 5-1 at it in those one score games, and the bad ones are, you know, 1-5, and then we happen to be one of those lower teams.
All right, you got all three running backs on the field at one time yesterday. We saw that happen. What was your evaluation of David Johnson and what he put forth yesterday?
Yeah, I think David did some nice things and continues to have a good role for us, and we have to keep finding ways to get him the football. Made a great catch there on the touchdown when we needed it, and had some solid runs, and so we'll keep working those guys in, and hopefully get productivity out of them.
How much do you expect to use that three running back look in the future?
Yeah, we'll see kind of game to game how it goes, and if we see a place for it, but it'll be a week to week type situation.
What is the balance of teaching Kyler how to handle situations versus encouraging him, and how badly does he need a victory or something to build on right now?
For him, his rookie year, every play has been an experience. And, yeah. And as long as you approach it the right way and understand, hey, you're getting better, these are all things that are going to pay dividends in the long run, but you have to approach it the right way with the right attitude and the right preparation. I think that's more important than anything.
Are you facing better pass rushers? Is your offensive line breaking down? What best explains the increased pressure he's felt recently?
I think... yeah, we've definitely seen some really good fronts, and I think at times, like I said earlier, holding the ball a little bit, trying to make plays, trying to do a little bit too much has given that impression when maybe it's not really the case.
Physically, how'd you get out of the game? How you looking?
It looks pretty good. Nothing major that I can see as of now, and so that's a positive.
Yeah, in terms of tone set on defense, we're talking to Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of the Cardinals here on Bickley and Murata. I thought Jordan Hicks set a tone with his play, as he's done. But also, Tanner Vallejo, I thought, really affected the game yesterday. Did he carve out a bigger spot for himself the rest of the way?
I believe so. He's a guy, looking back on it, probably should have made our team initially with his instincts and the way he shows up and did all preseason. He's one of those tough-nosed linebackers, and he gave us a real lift yesterday.
When you get into the and nobody wants to leave the season with a lengthy losing streak, but I'm curious, when you sit down after the season is over, do you suspect that you're going to be offering more input as to types of players you want going forward? That is to say, as you have implemented your offense, you've kind of realized there's some square pegs and round holes here?
Collectively, I think all of us will have a better feel for it. I think personnel, seeing, hey, this is what we want to be and who we want to be, and being around us for a year, the coaching staff and us, and, you know, me particularly, first year in this deal, understanding how it works and you know, how to acquire certain talent and what we need. I definitely think we'll have a better feel for it overall.
Cliff, before we let you go, quick thoughts on Cleveland coming up on Sunday?
A very talented team, as everybody knows. You know, won a big game last week and has played extremely well. You know, beat Baltimore, who's running through everybody. And so we know they're fighting for a playoff spot, and we'll get their best effort.
Have you already been, or are you expecting to be this week, peppered with the whole Baker Mayfield relationship questions?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's been a few years since that whole deal. But there's obviously some relationships there, and I'm sure things will be brought up.
All right, last thing. There's been a lot of speculation, a lot of people talking about Steve's job status. I'm not going to ask you to comment on any of that. What do you think this organization needs to do in the final 3 weeks to regain broad-based trust among the fan base to quiet all this noise?
Yeah, just play better. When you have a chance to win games, win them. You know, eliminate some of those negative plays that have shown up and that we are really, you know, things that winning football teams don't do. We've got to get better at those things overall as an organization.
Cliff, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you next Monday.